Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, we finally won an Emmy. Okay, but let's be gracious, not flaunt it.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I don't know anything about an Emmy, but check out my new salad fork.
Dude,
how about that?
That's the definition of flaunting it, okay?
Really?
Come on now.
I needed...
Act like you've been there before.
But how was I going to eat that cucumber if I didn't have a brand new giant salad fork? Good to have. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Thunder and Lakers, an NHL Game 7, and Charles Barkley joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the Washington Capitals and their 2-game losing streak. Last night, they lost Game 6 in Montreal as Montreal's goalie Yaroslav Halak turned aside the first 51 shots that came his way. The Caps can't get anything past Halak, and they're 1-for-30 on power plays this series. Game 7 will be played tomorrow night in Washington, where Montreal is, 2-1. Wilbon, you picked the Caps to win the Cup. How nervous should the Caps be?
You and the Caps should be nervous considering you picked the Caps to win the Cup.
I believe I did.
Not me, but Tony, you know what's interesting? I mean, Halak was great. But you and I have lived in Washington and watched the Capitals in postseason hockey for close to 30 years. And what always happens? How come they always face the hot goaltender? Halak, again, was great. But I heard Barry Melrose say after this game, the Caps are getting nobody in front of the net to make Halak crazy. That's part of this because this is the number one goal-scoring team in the league. They can't score goals.
This is the most
the number one power play team. They can't do
team
that.
Team in the league.
Yes.
Number one goal-scoring, number one goal differential, number one overall.
So what's up with your boys?
Playing a number eight seed. What did I write? What two words did I use for 30 years to describe the Caps after the playoffs?
I believe in order they were choking and dogs.
If they lose this game, it's a franchise-shifting moment. If they lose this series,
it's
why
another
would people 3-1.
Believe
it? And they lead the NHL in blown 3-1 series. And I still think they're going to win.
Yeah.
I do, because I don't think this guy can stop everything 2 games in a row. I don't.
He stopped everything last night. That is
He's not Hasek. He's Halak.
You're going to go to game 7? That's a big deal.
Absolutely.
All right.
Where is it?
35 feet from where you're sitting. With the Charlotte Bobcats now bounced from the NBA playoffs, Larry Brown has some decisions to make. Now, reports have Larry leaving Charlotte for Philly, but 76ers chairman Ed Snyder says he would only consider hiring Larry Brown to coach the team. And Larry, of course, is the only going to coach for Michael Jordan. All right. Larry Brown is your boy, your mentor.
Yes.
Then tell everybody where he's going to end up.
The answer to the question is not only don't I know, but Larry Brown doesn't know. Here's what I've learned in all these years of knowing Larry Brown and loving Larry Brown. Whatever he says, he means at that time. And it may not be operative a day later, an hour later, or a week later. He said, I only want to coach for Michael Jordan. I'm not going to coach anywhere but Charlotte, but I have to talk to my family. So maybe the family tells him something else. I think we both know this. In Los Angeles, he belongs to a great country club called Bel Air.
Yes, he does.
Philadelphia is where his wife and his kids are and where they go to school. He has family in Charlotte. He could go to any one of these three things.
Okay.
I don't think he wants to coach anywhere else, but like Pat Riley, he could be persuaded to come down
to the bench. Is it possible he'll simply stay? Because look, the Clippers are going to have money and new players, and they could want him. I don't know if Philly wants him to do anything else, but Charlotte's got a pretty good thing going. He could stay there. What do you think?
What's your gut? I think in my gut that he feels he's maxed out in Charlotte.
Okay.
I do think that, but, you know. Michael Silver of Yahoo is reporting that Dolphins general manager Jeff Ireland, in a pre-draft interview with Oklahoma State wide receiver Dez Bryant, asked Bryant if his mother was a prostitute. Bryant's mother had previously been in prison on drug charges. Wilbon, interviews with prospective employees are sometimes very wide-ranging. Was this particular question within bounds?
That's not an interview question. That's insulting. It's demeaning. And if Dez Bryant had gotten up and turned the desk over on this guy, that would have been inbounds too. If he had knocked his head off where I come from, that would have been fine. You know, Tony, when I talk about the NFL arrogance, this is what I'm saying. I'm not talking about just some sort of league. I'm talking about the feeling that you can say anything, do anything, and there are no consequences.
Do you think it's possible? Now, this is a league that hands people that Wunderlich test, which supposedly measures a whole bunch of things. Do you think it's possible in an interview like that to gauge what kind of person they would be getting in Dez Bryant, that they wanted to see his reaction.
You don't
they
gauge
wanted
anything.
To see if he would turn over the tape.
That's a justification is garbage, if that's their justification. Tony, this just, and suppose she was.
Well, yeah, that's
then
what I'm
what?
Thinking. I'm thinking, so what? He's still got to catch passes. What does it matter? If I were Dez Bryant in that situation, I might say, I hope these people don't draft me because I never want to play them. And I would point out that there are many, many children who come from terrible parents who turn out to be great adults themselves. And the reverse is true. Many, you know, many terrible children come from great parents.
Yeah.
You know,
So what is it getting at to ask that? It's to provoke.
I don't
think it's to provoke.
I think it is strictly provocative. Yes.
Wouldn't it seem to you, because it seems to me, it would violate the conduct code in a league.
I don't know.
And wouldn't somebody want to address that?
I can't imagine.
I find this offensive, highly offensive.
I can't imagine anybody standing up and saying, that was a good question, I understand it. I don't see where that's
unbelievable. Ryan Howard is getting paid. The Phillies gave their star slugger a 5-year deal. At $25 million per season, Tone, that has caused Braves manager Bobby Cox to declare that Albert Pujols, you know, he must be worth now $50 million a year. Pujols' contract expires conveniently after this season. So, Tony, how big do you think that Pujols' number will end up?
Well, I just want to read this to you, okay? In the last four seasons, Howard's played four full seasons. He's got 198 home runs, Pujols 164. He's got 572 RBI, Pujols 491. Pujols destroys him by 60 points in batting average. But if Bobby Cox is seriously saying that Pujols is twice the player Ryan Howard is,
I don't believe that.
That's insane. He's a better player. He's going to get more money than Ryan Howard. He ain't getting twice as much money.
No, he's not getting twice as much money. And they've each won World Series.
One.
So it's not like these guys, you know, haven't proven themselves, you know, for the entire season and late, meaning October. He's going to get more money.
Bobby Cox ought to worry about how much he's going to pay Justin Hayward.
Well,
he ought to concern himself with that.
But that's, you know, that's a little bit further down the line. I mean, he just negotiated for Pujols. If you're Pujols, you got to send a little note to Bobby Cox, right?
Justin Hayward. He used to play with the Moody Blues. I am so old.
The Moody Blues?
The Pittsburgh Pirates, in a word, Ralph. After losing last night to the Brewers, the Pirates have now been outscored 53-4 by the Brewers in four games. Counting those losses, the Pirates have lost seven in a row. They've been outscored by a total of 72-12. The last time the Pirates had a winning season was 1992. They appear to be forlorn and without hope. So, Wilbon, should baseball do something about this?
No, what can baseball do? I mean, in football,
I'll tell you
what
they
Lions.
Can do. I'll tell you,
Got the Lions. I mean, you got the basketball's got the Clippers. Every sport has a bottom feeder.
Okay.
When you have competition, that's what you have, a bottom feeder,
and some
of them are perennial.
Here's the difference with Pittsburgh. The Clippers have an owner of ill repute, fair to say. The Lions have made terrible management choices, fair to say.
Yes.
There's no particular stain on the Pirates. They haven't behaved in an untoward manner. They got the lowest payroll in the league, but the Padres are low and they're tied for the lead in the division and the Twins and A's are often low.
Yeah.
I think baseball can step in, and if they don't want to contract the team, they can appoint a general manager. They can appoint someone to run the team. They can say, you're not competitive.
Okay, they can, but my point is, Tony, yes, you mentioned the different reasons. Well, you mentioned reasons they're different from the Clippers.
Yeah.
Different from last. Same bottom line. They just go decades, it seems, without competing.
But isn't this
the Arizona
hurting baseball?
Cardinals used to be that when they were St. Louis Cardinals and not anymore.
Don't you think this is hurting baseball to have a team like this? So why shouldn't baseball, to take care of all the owners and prop up the bottom team, why shouldn't
does
they do
Does it not
something?
Hurt basketball to have the Clippers? Does it not hurt football to have the Lions and the Bengals before them?
Yes, it does. But in football, everybody makes so much money, it's not the same thing. In baseball,
you want Bud to take over the team?
Yes.
General manager Bud Selig.
Well,
not okay.
GM. Let him appoint somebody. Let's take a break. When we return, 5-time Emmy winner Charles Barkley joins us to discuss whether Kobe Bryant has lost a step.
And later, you know, Tony, how I feel about mascots. But I'm going to give this guy some depth. Big depth.
This is a very impressive mascot trickery. For years and years and years, we lost the Emmy to Charles Barkley and TNT's Inside the NBA. And did we hold it against him?
Yes!
But we had him on anyway. And we're even more pleased to have him on today. And here we go. Thunder at Lakers tonight, Chuck. Wilbon too gutless to pick Oklahoma City, even though he leans that way. Do you believe it's good for the league or bad for the league if the Thunder wins this series?
Well, I think it's great for the league that people get a chance to see Oklahoma City. You know, they're not on a lot during the regular season. They got a guy who's going to be a perennial MVP candidate for the next 10 years in Kevin Durant. They got a terrific point guard, and they got Jeff Green. This is great for the NBA. They're up and they go. Their future is bright for that team.
I have the Lakers shooting 20 free throws more than Oklahoma City tonight. And I wonder if you fear, like I do, that officiating somehow is going to decide this game.
No, I don't think officiating will decide the game. I think somebody, one of the other Laker players have to step up, whether it's Lamar Odom, Bynum, or Pau Gasol. You know, Kobe, you know, everybody act like Kobe is a Jedi warrior. He is a great, great player, but every great player gets old. Kobe has been fantastic. Guy's been in the league a long time. He's played a lot of playoffs games. He's played in the Olympics. Those days where he's going to go out and dominate every single night, those days are O-B-E-R.
Let me follow up on that, because on radio this morning, I had a conversation with Sam Smith, noted basketball writer, who said that Kobe now has lost all explosion compared to what he used to have. And he compared him to Michael Jordan when Michael Jordan came back with the Wizards. I don't know if it's that severe, but you just said Kobe has gotten old. How noticeable is this to everybody?
Well, I think all the players know it. And first of all, every great player knows it when a guy, you know what? I notice it with how much he pump fakes. You know, when you a young stud, you know, Sam is right. When I was young, I would get to a spot. I look at the guy. I said, I'm going to go to that spot right there and I'm going to jump and ain't nothing you can do about it. And when I got older, I started pump faking so much, I had to go see the chiropractor like every day. And if you notice when Kobe plays, he does not explode. He uses a lot of pump fakes and guys are blocking his shot. You never saw that in the last 5 years. I mean, but listen, that's no disrespect. Every great player at some point gets old.
Let's talk about another great player, former MVP. I don't know if he's getting old yet, but he's getting a little old, Dirk. If the Mavericks go out, Charles, in the first round again, does this stick negatively to Dirk? And I know he's one of your favorite players.
You know, Dirk is one of my favorite players, but it definitely sticks to him. Because, you know, I love Dirk, but the problem is when you bring in other players for toughness, I've never known a great, great superstar who people had to bring somebody in to help with their toughness. And Dirk, unfortunately, just like me, I got to blame because I never won a championship, and he's going to get to blame. It's not right, but that's just the way it is.
Players get a lot of the blame when they fail to win championships or big series, but a lot of times you hear that coaching doesn't matter in the NBA. Well, look at the Nuggets. Look how much it matters that George Karl isn't there. Coaching does matter in that case, doesn't it?
George Karl is a great coach and a great friend of mine, but the Denver Nuggets are using it as a crutch. For them to lose, it's strictly a crutch. They're playing a team. They have home court, number one. The other team don't have two starters in Kirilenko and Okur. For them to lose this series, listen, it's not Adrian Dantley's fault. That team is flawed. They've been flawed, and they're still flawed.
We'll get you out of here on this. Turner just landed a big chunk of the NCAA tournament. Would you be interested in broadcasting college basketball games?
Well, Tony, the only thing I'm concerned with and what I've been concerned with when I went back and made the role model commercial, they're making all this money on these kids. They've got to start graduating some of these kids. Clearly, it is not amateur athletics anymore. That is my only concern. You know, less $11 billion. We've got to start graduating some of these kids. The answer to your questions, I'm not sure.
Well, that's a definitive answer. I get that from Wilbon all the time. That's what I get from him. Thank you for joining us, Charles.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
You can watch Charles, Kenny, and Ernie tonight on TNT, a show that used to win the Emmy. We're taking a break. When we come back, a hockey heckler gets cooled off.
and premature celebration, that can be embarrassing for grown men.
Premature anything can be embarrassing.
Ooh, you had to go there, didn't you?
Well, you know, that's what you were thinking.
You know we want to see Charles do those college games, don't
Absolutely
you? Honesty,
we do.
Honesty, yes, we
yes,
do.
We
pay
do.
Him.
It's time to take Wilbon to school and report card.
Please.
Let's get the first one from the prof, Tony Ariani.
What's the grade for Red Wings Coyotes game 7 tonight?
This is report card, not fortune teller. They didn't play the game yet. The Coyotes are a ridiculous franchise. They're in default. The Red Wings are the Canadiens of the United States. If the Coyotes win this game, it's an A. If the Red Wings win, it's an A minus.
Well, you know, I mean, game 7's, Tony, the best thing in sports.
Yep.
You start off with
a B. With at least a B. Yep.
So, yeah, exactly. And I mean, the Predators, I mean, we talk about the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Coyotes. The Coyotes were nothing. I mean, they couldn't
nothing.
Make the playoffs
Zero.
Year after year after year. And so for them to be in this position, pushing the royalty of the sport, the Red Wings, this pushes it up, regardless of who wins to me, to an A. Got to be
That's
a flat
I had.
A.
I had both things on an A. What's next?
All right. Grade Bango's mascot dunk last night.
Bango is appropriately named. He climbs a ladder. Look at this. With his height Ooh. In that ladder, he's Ooh. 20 feet in the air. He does a backflip. He could have bangoed his own head. This is a solid A situation, and I know you hate mascots. That's a solid A.
I hate mascots, but this is such a cool prop to climb up the ladder, get the drama going. You don't want to be out, you know, getting your popcorn, as T.O. would say. When this mascot does this, I hate these mascot things. You know, it's just the gorilla and the chicken for me. But I'm going to make a big exception, and I'm going to say, A, there's no...
He inspired the Bucks to win. Bango did
Let's
that.
Let's not get nuts with inspiring Bango. The team to win, okay?
Next. Okay, grade the ending of this basketball game. It's Croatia versus a Serbia team.
All right, now the team in white thinks that it has won the game with a late three.
Adriatic championship.
Fans go on the floor, everybody goes crazy, but they forget... that there's almost no time, but there's a little time. He throws it in from 75 feet. This is the most astonishing ending the Adriatic League has ever seen
yes,
in all
yes.
of Adriatica. A plus plus.
You know, Tony, this is going to make you stop dining out on Hill to Leitner. I mean, that was a regional final. This is the league championship. You're on the road.
A plus
the other
plus.
Team is celebrating. I'm going A with four pluses. Plus, 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 plus,
You're
reality.
Just trying to get
Get
ahead
those
of me.
Pluses in there.
Too many A's here. What's next?
Where were you guys when I was at CBA giving these grades out? Look at this. All right. You have the grade squirting a heckler. Check this out.
Okay, this is last night. A Black Hawk is in the box. A kid is heckling him, saying, how much money do you make? I'll see you in a couple of days. He squirts him right in the eye. That is absolutely wonderful. That is poetic justice. Then he skates back out on the ice. This again, and I hate to do this, this is my fourth A grade in a row.
You know, the producers brought us all Mensa students today. And so what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to downgrade somebody because all of these are great. First of all, he's heckling a Blackhawks player, probably also saying, yeah, we're going to take you out in this series. You're the favorite. Ah, not exactly. That series is over. Four games, the two Blackhawks win. And by the way, take some water. How's my water taste? A plus.
Final grade from reality.
I have no.
Why am I
look
tiny?
At this. Look at this
Stop
here.
This.
See me, guys. That's what we're getting over here. If they knew what you guys
A's.
Were doing at Hewitt High School in St. Ignatius, they would take away your diplomas.
Too
it
many
looks
A's.
Like these
my
days.
Report
Too
card
many A's.
Senior year. It looks like a Fordham student. That's it. School's out. We'll take one more break, but still to come, the Bucks even their series with the Hawks.
As I told you would happen. And one of the worst soccer whiffs you're ever going to see. See, what happened was...
That was really soft.
You guys are getting soft in your old age.
Yeah, let me cut somebody down to a D. But which one?
None
They
of
were
them.
Really good.
Mensa students.
Really good. Happy time, people. Happy 56th birthday, Herm Edwards. Why do we play? We play to win the game. Why do we go on TV? To show off our new socks.
Happy birthday also to a pair of sports writers, Tony. Our dear friend Jason Whitlock turns 43 today. And Jack Klugman, Oscar Madison, the most famous sports writer of all time, 88 years old.
A not so happy anniversary to Delmon Young. On this day 4 years ago, you were suspended indefinitely by the International League for tossing your bat and hitting the home plate up in the chest. Later, that suspension was changed to 50 games. That's all in the past now. Young is the starting left fielder for the first-place Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, that was probably maybe a little severe now that you look back on it, Tony, in retrospect.
Happy trails to this goal in MLS over the weekend. Kansas City Wizards striker Kai Kamara tries to kick in this easy goal, slips, and ends up knocking it with his hand. No goal handball. Mr. Kamara, here is your problem. You are not Diego Maradona, and it did clearly go off your right hand.
That's something you expect to see when you go to see, like, you know, six-year-old, you know, youth league.
That's right. Sort
of the play you see there.
Time to find out what we messed up reality.
Pujols' contract does expire after the season, Tone, but the Cardinals have a club option for next year. And Jamal Crawford, sixth man of the year, Will Bond. Is that who you voted for?
Yes, Jamal Crawford.
Good. You
was
put him
an
over
easy
the top.
Vote for sixth man.
You and everybody else.
Shout out, Will Bond. Who are you shouting out
Tony,
to
I'm
tonight?
Tony, I'm going to cede my time to you. Who you got?
I'm going to shout out to the University of Pennsylvania women's golf team. They won the Ivy League championships, and you know where they played it?
Where?
They played it at Baltusrol.
That's pretty good.
The U.S. Open course. The men played there as well, and the Penn men came in second. So I shout out to them.
Well, that's a nice shout out. By the way, quick shout out to Chad Ochocinco, dancing very well on Dancing with the Stars.
We're taking a break. There's more PTI to come, including Beckham, the Bucks, and the British Open.
Killer bees. We're back in a few minutes. Until then, let's toss it up to SportsCenter.
Good night, Canada. No bees in Canada. No bees.
That's what bees.
Welcome back to the PTI program. Okay, Wilbon, how much is Albert Pujols worth per season?
Well, you know what, Tony? I was with Bobby Cox originally on this, and Cox had that statement that, you know, if Ryan Howard's going to get $25 million a year, Pujols has got to be worth twice that much. Because, you know, Pujols has been that great a player for a few years, but you have some stats that are very persuasive that argue that nobody is really worth more than Ryan Howard.
Well, not twice more anyway. These stats are courtesy of Tony Reale, of course, because I don't do my own work anymore. But in the last four seasons, Howard has 198 home runs, Pujols 164. Howard has 572 RBI, Pujols 491. Now, Pujols, his batting average is much, much greater, 60 points higher than Howard. But, I mean, is Bobby Cox saying he doesn't want Ryan Howard? Ryan Howard's numbers, his power numbers, like Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
And what are you talking about?
And once you introduce Ruth into the discussion, nobody's worth more than you. And it's not like Ryan Howard is doing this and his team is finishing last. I mean, come on. The Phillies have won a World Series. Pujols has won one and been in at least one other. I mean, these guys produce all season. They produce to get their teams into October. But I don't think you can make the case that anybody's worth a lot more than Ryan Howard.
I'm going to
say, surprises me.
I'm expecting Pujols to make more money than Ryan Howard.
How much
but
more?
But not twice I mean, as much.
You know what?
Not twice Seriously. As much.
So 27, 28?
And by the way, when Pujols gets that much more money,
yeah,
A-Rod's going to demand more than that. I mean, that's how the whole thing's going to work, right?
It does work that way.
1 minute left, we go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Bucks tied up their series with the Hawks last night. I ask you, who's going to win that series?
I don't know yet, but it's going seven like I promised you. I'm starting to lean toward the Bucks.
Maybe after the eighth game,
Ryan let us know. Miller and the Sabres were dumped, eliminated by the Bruins last night, Tony. You sad?
I had that one wrong, but I like it when an original six team gets in. That's okay. Roy Halladay gave up five runs to the Giants in his first loss of the season. Is that a big deal?
No. Well, he was going undefeated? No, it's not a big deal at all. Roger Federer was upset by Ernest Gulbis in the first round of the Rome Masters. You surprised?
Well, I'd be more surprised if Natalie Gulbis upset him, but it's a clay court tournament. Carlos Zambrano says his stay in the bullpen will be temporary. Do you believe that?
It better be true. I better believe it. And he better also if the Cubs are going to be any good this season. The British Open is waiting for Tiger to officially enter. Will he?
It has to. This is at St. Andrews. Tiger's great at St. Andrews. He's not missing that one. Last one, your boy David Beckham will likely miss the entire MLS season. You're disappointed, right?
What will we talk about? We're going to just skip soccer out of, you know, respect for
Beckham. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. But check out the PTI podcast on iTunes. Let's go back to Bristol.
Bobby Cox, seriously, you got to go to your room.